Welcome to Network Like a Rockstar Using LinkedIn with Selena Rezvani. Selena Rezvani's goal is to propel more women into the top echelons of businesses, an objective she achieves through her writing, consulting, and speaking engagements. She's been quoted, interviewed, and profiled by the Today Show, Career Builder, The Wall Street Journal, Forbes, ABC, and NBC. Selena joins us today to touch a little bit on the practices for creating and managing your presence on LinkedIn. And with that, I welcome you, Selena.
Thank you so much, Whitney, and I'm so glad to be here. You know, particularly talking about LinkedIn, I see in terms of guiding people on their careers that this is such an underused tool, whether it's for networking, for job hunting, even, you know, sales prospecting, and a lot more. When I think about the conferences that are upcoming, it's such a prime networking opportunity, and you really want to be certain that your LinkedIn profile is in great working order before any networking situation or job hunting situation you put yourself in. I want to go over today three particular things that you want to focus on with LinkedIn. The first is looking at some of the most critical components of a successful profile. I want to show you specifically how you can showcase your past work experiences, and then how you can follow through after an in-person networking exchange to really cement the relationship and to hold on to that person in your network. So first, I want to talk about how to create a really eye-catching profile. And one of the first things you want to do, and you'll find as you edit your profile in LinkedIn, is that you have this chance to write a professional headline. This is so critical. This is a chance for you to, number one, communicate who you are and what you do. It's also a chance for you to be creative, though. You want to be thinking in this headline, not just about what's searchable, because many people, recruiters in particular, use LinkedIn using keywords. So you want to think in terms of search engine optimization. You know, if you are a journalist, for example, you want journalism or some, you know, stem of that word in your headline. Same with PR, looking at the example of Krista Canfield. She's the PR manager for LinkedIn. She's a great headline. You know, you also, as I said, you want to be summing up what you do and explaining that in a way that's not altogether dry. You know, you could say marketing manager, but it's much more interesting to say social media engager, influencer, community manager, brand cheerleader, right? People get the point, but it's so much more interesting and colorful. At the same time, you want to be thinking about your photo, and this may seem like a minor kind of detail when you're putting together your LinkedIn profile. But in fact, what we know is that people are 7 times more likely to have their profile viewed if there's a photo. This is a lot like a house that's for sale. If there's no photo, there's an assumption that something's wrong or something's off. When you pick a photo, you want to be thinking about professionalism first and foremost. It does not mean that this picture has to be completely dry or, you know, severe or boring in some way, but you want it to be current, to actually look like you. And a good rule of thumb is no candids, no dogs, no family members. You really want to tend toward the side of professionalism when it comes to this picture. I would even say having a professionally taken photo is a really worthy investment of your money and your time. Another thing you want to think about when it comes to your profile in general is really balance, you know, visual learners who are going to be looking at your profile with those people who may be more analytical and like text. think about how can you engage all of these people and really make an eye-catching profile. Half of this is, yes, through your picture, through your headline. But the beauty of LinkedIn is that you're able to add so many different documents to your profile. And I'm talking about images, you know, videos, presentations, all kinds of documentation. If you're a public speaker, this could mean, you know, putting your speaking reel up, a video. If you're a graphic designer, you could add your portfolio, your art. And if you're a writer, you could put an article, a book, to showcase what it is you do. I want to show you one more great profile, and this is of a different PR professional named Catherine Shen. And I think what she showcases so well on her profile, once again, is her headline: Communications Manager, Storyteller, Content Strategist, and Project Manager. What she's done for you is synthesized her past work experience into a short, interesting, compelling headline. So she's not making you do the work of reading through her whole profile. She's really synthesizing it for you. She's also got a great professional headshot that's warm, friendly, engaging. So important, and often a picture says 1,000 words. I want to transition a bit to some of the ways you can talk about your past experiences and your work history to really make your experience shine. I've taken my own LinkedIn profile here in terms of what I've learned to do and not do myself. And one thing you can do, I'd encourage you, on your resume and your LinkedIn profile is to give people at least a one-sentence overview of each employer. You want to make it easy to review that resume. And oftentimes I find that when people speak in acronyms or industry shorthand, where they assume you know what the company does, it's frustrating for the person looking at your resume or your work experience. Instead, assume they don't know where you work. You know, assume they don't know it's a 4,000-person software company based in Santa Fe. I mean, that's what you want to talk about. You want to add if there's something compelling, if there's something award-winning about that firm. You want to put that in that one-sentence description. This can be a selling point that goes beyond your own experience, but that showcases you work at great places. You'll see in yellow that I have highlighted what Great Place to Work Institute is as a firm, one of the places where I worked. You also want to order your biggest accomplishments from any given job. You want to be certain that those accomplishments come first. This is the meat of what you did, you know, the most stellar achievements. And if it was the fact that you are a senior member of a team or the fact that you were speaking to CEOs on a daily basis, you want to put that first with the less substantial achievements last. Same with your resume. Something you can do is to customize your URL on LinkedIn so that your particular profile is very easily accessed publicly on Google. In fact, it may be one of the first things that comes up for you on Google, which is something you want. You want something very professional that you can control to be the first thing people see when they type in your name. It's very simple to do, by the way, customizing your URL. You really just go to your edit profile page where you're inputting all of your work history and your headline and your photo. And you are creating a URL that's very short and sweet after the words LinkedIn.com. I'd encourage you to use your name to do this to make it very easy for people to find you or remember what your profile URL is. If you don't do this, I can tell you it's a long series of numbers and letters that's impossible for anyone to remember, and much better to own your URL completely. I talked a bit about, you know, alienating people by assuming they know a lot about the companies where you've worked or the acronyms you know. Don't do it. I would write your profile in a way that a layman can read it, someone who's not an industry expert in your area, maybe that an HR recruiter who doesn't do what you do every day can understand easily what it is you do. So think about making this obvious to anyone, that you could explain it to your parent, you could explain it to a recruiter, and you could certainly sell it to somebody in your same industry what it is you do. Make sure your profile is up to date. I'm a big believer when it comes to social media, if it's not up to date, you shouldn't have it at all. I think it's worse to have an outdated profile with inaccurate information about where you work than you know, to have it in the first place. So really consider and take the short amount of time to include your latest position, for example. Spell check it. This is really an electronic billboard of who you are. And if you don't spend the, you know, 1 hour it takes to build a profile that's error-free and typo-free, you have to wonder how much you care, really, about your brand, your personal image and brand. Something really powerful you can do for your profile is to ask for recommendations from those you've worked with. And this is important to get people at different levels. It could be a peer you've worked with. It could be a direct boss, a vice president. You want to show the range of people you've worked with who've had positive experiences of you. One thing you want to be certain to do is to ask for specific recommendations when you're doing this with a former coworker or a current coworker. You want to say something like, "Rose, I would love a testimonial from you, a short recommendation, you know, particularly on my project management skills." If you don't, one of the hazards is that you can end up with 10 recommendations that are all kind of lovely but generic sounding. You know, this person was a pleasure to work with, and they're really on the ball and on top of it. You know, that doesn't say enough about a candidate. So try diversifying your recommendations so that one reflects on your project management skills, another may talk about your interfacing skills with clients and how you have, you know, great relationship building acumen. I want to talk a bit about something else, which is, you know, you're at this networking event. How do you navigate it? What do you do and how do you follow through? You know, I think before you do anything, you should have your own style and philosophy for networking in person. You know, for me, one of the things I have learned over the years is that you want to be generous in terms of networking. When you're out there meeting someone and they tell you that they work in finance, but they're interested in moving into HR, why not offer to introduce them to your best friend who works in HR, who would probably, you know, be glad to have a 20-minute call, an informational interview with that person. You know, think about how you can be of service to other people. I think it's not only the right thing to do, but I have found women in particular have a hard time networking when they feel like they're being opportunistic. You know, when they're specifically relationship building with a few key people who maybe they want to have a business relationship with. This can somehow feel underhanded or stealthy and uncomfortable. When we think about being generous networkers, though, it really changes it because we think about reciprocity. You help me, I help you. It's all fine in the end. We're helping each other. So, again, be of service to people. They're more likely to want to be of service to you, and they'll appreciate it, all while you're building a very positive reputation for yourself. One of the things you can do, by the way, when you're at a great networking event, especially a large one, meeting a lot of people, is, of course, have your business cards ready, accept and ask for other people's cards. And you can even write a little prompt for yourself on the back of someone's cards. It's a great habit to get into because it can help you. You know, you might say, you know, this person had red hair. She also went to NYU just as I did. And I offered to send her, you know, that article on continuous improvement. Great. Now you know what you're talking about. You know who you spoke with, and you know, even more importantly, what you promised. In a situation like this, ask to connect with them on LinkedIn. Why not keep the relationship going? One very simple but wonderful thing about LinkedIn is that it is an electronic Rolodex. If you worked with somebody and you leave the company, you may only have their contact information at that company. When you connect on LinkedIn, you can stay in a relationship with this person far after they've left that company and moved on, moved states, moved globally, moved, you know, to four companies following that job. You will have their up-to-date contact information through LinkedIn. So really a great habit to get into expanding your network. Whether it's someone you've met online, somebody you've met in person, somebody you've worked with briefly at a job. When you reach out to somebody and you say, let's connect on LinkedIn, it's really important that you personalize your invitation to them. Make sure that they see something from you, you know, saying, you know, I met you briefly at that event, but I love the articles you write and the work you've been doing. I've been following it closely for years. You know, show them that there's some kind of personal outreach you're doing to them, that you're not just blanketing invitations, you know, to hundreds of people at once. You really want to think about this network and take care of the relationships carefully. You want to add relationships carefully and thoughtfully and maintain them thoughtfully. This is not just a repository for people you don't know or have never met. You want to be certain when you go to a networking event that your resume, okay, off of LinkedIn, your actual hard copy resume, is in great order. There's really no need to network, especially in a job hunting capacity, if you don't have a resume in excellent working shape. So be certain both your LinkedIn profile and your resume are ready to go. You feel proud of both. They're up to date and reflect what you do, where you've been. You can keep up the engagement with people by uploading articles to LinkedIn, by liking other people's updates and commenting on those updates. You want to see this as a living, breathing, dynamic tool and use it that way. Use it so that people can see you're interacting, you're involved in your industry, you're having dialogue and conversations. I want to close with saying, you know, hopefully you've gotten some good tidbits here about what you can do to really make your profile shine. But realize that a great expansive network, it's rarely on your job description as something that you must do, something that you had better have. And yet it's a huge asset that you bring to the table at a new job. This is your job and your job only to spearhead your network, to take good care of it. And, you know, the last thing I'll say is that, you know, networking is really career insurance. It's so critical that you be known by many people who are not just your boss, that there's many people who would go to bat for you, who would vouch for you in many different industries and roles. So think about networking and spending the time doing it as a wonderful safety net that can really propel you to future great opportunities. With that, I hope you'll make the most of your networking opportunities, that you'll leverage LinkedIn, and that you'll go for it. Thank you so much.